From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that's been a source of tensions. The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China has strongly denied the allegations. Pope Francis travels to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today, the third stop in a U.S. trip that included talks with President Obama, an address to Congress, and a speech before world leaders at the United Nations headquarters in New York. More now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In his address to the General Assembly, the Pope reminded the delegates that one of the roles of the United Nations is to protect the rights of what he called victims of power badly exercised. He argued the environment is among those victims, saying it has rights just as humans do, because humans are inextricably linked to their environment. The Pope concluded by calling on all UN member nations to put aside ideological and partisan differences and continue their work towards world peace. After his address to the heads of state, prime ministers, and ambassadors, the Pope joined a multi-faith service at the National September 11th Memorial, where the World Trade Center once stood. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. Compaoré ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to extend his 27-year rule. Burkina Faso is planning to hold elections. It's not clear if the vote will go ahead. This is VOA News.